I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Tried to hold off as long as possible on this, but Minnesota is going to be our team of the day. And if you don't understand why I led that way, you will undoubtedly be reminded of it over the course of the next hour here on Sabres Live. Hi, Martin.
I'm not going to hold on to my special information at the top of the show any longer, Duffer.
Oh.
Because today we're here to celebrate you.
What?
We are on August the 13th. We talked about my mom's birthday yesterday, my birthday on Friday, my brother-in-law, my niece, my uncle, my godmother, everything happening all this week and next week. But today is the day to celebrate you, Duffer.
Oh, boy.
Because today is International Left-Handers Day. So as a left-hander, as a goalie that catches with the right
hand. Can't see it on the full screen. I got to get
can't
small.
See it. You got to go really tight. As somebody that writes with your left hand and everything, I'm going to say happy International Left-Handers Day. And I'm going to ask you, because you're probably the... My brother's actually left-hander too, so there's another family connection. Would you be able to say who is the most famous left-hander? I can't say in the history of the humanity, but like names. Like, do you know, when you were a kid, did you Google, well, not Google, but search like who were left-handers? Because you're like, I want to, you know, kind of go through some of the famous people that are like me.
Did I Google it when I was a kid?
I
hopped on my bike.
1985, did you Google?
I rode to the library. I got the encyclopedia and looked for lefties. No, the only lefties I cared about when I was a kid were Steve Carlton and, I don't know.
Tom like Barrasso and
Tom Barrasso, Darren Krupa. Well, Tony Esposito was first.
Yeah.
You know, I was not globally conscious of lefty righty fame, so to speak. Now my smart aleck response, because I'm known to have a few, was as soon as you started to prompt that question, I was like, Nelson Mandela. Now I don't
Jonathan Bernier is not lefty either, so we can't celebrate those two. No, that's not their day. I'll tell you this. In the music world, one that will be making an appearance at KeyBank Center in November, I believe it is. If you remember, get the picture of the Fab Four, right? Who's playing the guitar the wrong way? Paul McCartney. He's one of the most famous musician playing it the wrong way.
Why do all you righties say it's the wrong way?
I agree. Thank you for correcting me.
it's a way.
Like when I golf lefty, and people are like, oh, you're the wrong side. I'm like, actually, I'm the right side, because when you look at the ball, I stand on the right, not the left, the right side of the ball. But anyway, you're right. Jimi Hendrix is also a musician that plays.
Okay, so let me stop you there, because as soon as you went down the music path, I was like, he's going to mention Hendrix. And then he said, he's going to be here in November. I'm like, he's not talking about Hendrix.
No, not Hendrix. But yeah, so those are two of the names that has come up. Albert Einstein was left-handed. And so this is interesting to me when I saw that, not because, well, we all know Albert Einstein, one of the most famous scientists ever, right? But when I was in Dunkirk 2-3 weeks ago for a golf tournament, Razor and I were there. There was a gentleman that was there with his wife, and he went to Princeton, okay, years and years and years and years ago. He went to Princeton. So I'm talking to him, right? And he's an older gentleman, and I'm like, so what was so cool about Princeton back in the days? He goes, well, you know, I had a conversation with Albert Einstein the 1 year. I walked out, the front, like, lawn or whatever, and there was Albert Einstein, and I went up and talked to him for a few minutes. He had the crazy white hair and the glasses, and all, and I'm like, you ask people about Albert Einstein, they're thinking he was, like, in the 1700s, right? But no, in the middle of the 1900s, probably the 50s or whatever, here he was in Princeton, and this gentleman talked to him, so that was cool. A couple of artists were left-handers, and now we're going back a long time ago. Well, long time, longer than Van Einstein. Gogh. Who's that?
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh, I don't know.
I'm just throwing it out.
No, there. Van Gogh wasn't, but Da Vinci was.
Okay.
And Michelangelo were. Those two were left-handers. So there's like a list of left-handers that probably people didn't know. They were left-handed.
Okay, so when it comes to sports, for example, Matthew Fairbairn has a whole bunch of Sabres-related questions on The Athletic today, including who's the number one left winger on the team. Now, that does not correlate necessarily with handedness, of course, but it is left side here that we're talking about.
Okay, so who's the number one left-handed man right now? I hate to say it because I don't want this to happen, but wouldn't you have to think that Zach Benson is the first-line left winger?
Yeah, I think we've talked about that a lot. Until something different is presented in camp, which is a month away, I can't, can't sit here and suggest that they have this master plan that you didn't know about. And when I say you, I mean the collective you. I'm like, oh, it's Doan. That's why we got him. Like, we're going to thrust him up here. His X, Y, and Z is going to lead to this and this for Norris and Thompson, and he's our plan all along. You can't sit here and tell you that. We can only go off of what we saw from Zach Benson last year. And, okay, it might be the case, but
it might be Jason Zucker. Like, if you ask me right now, which of these left wingers will finish the season with the most points? Benson, Zucker, Doan. Like, I think I would go on Zucker just because, he had more points than the other guys last year, and maybe we'll continue to produce that way. But that's an interesting, again, question when it comes to, we look at the Sabres. Oh, they can score goals. The Sabres can score goals. Everybody at the Jim Kelly golf tournament on Monday. Sabres, what's the one thing, Marty, for the Sabres? Well, they got to keep the puck out of their net, right? They can't be at 290, 300 goals against. That's just impossible to overcome that. They can score goals. Yeah, they can score goals. But funny enough, the left side of the ice is very, very, very uncertain when it comes to who is going to play at one line and if there's anybody that maybe is going to move there from the right side to end up playing the left side. What if Yuri Kulik ends up playing left wing and then you
what
figure
about Jack
something
Quinn?
Else? Jack Quinn could play the left side too. He's a righty, but we'd play the left side. There could be a lot of changes when it comes to the if you go on Daily Faceoff right now, because that's where the go-to reference to see like lines and projected lines, you're seeing Thompson, Tuck, and Quinn on the right side. Well, maybe that's not the way it's going to go. Maybe somebody else is going to go to the left side and that's where it's going to go. But I like that you're thinking about hockey when it comes to left-handers, right? Because
well, I wasn't. This is all you, Marty. I can honestly say that prior to the, clock striking high noon here, I had not given it really any thought as far as, you golf left. You're right-handed, correct?
Well, so do you know what the percentage of hockey player in the NHL that shoot left?
52.
Okay, it's 63%. 63% of NHL players shoot left. Yeah. A lot of that is most people that, like, in, and I'm going to use Canada and some of the European countries that hockey is really, really big. If you're a right-handed person, a kid, right? 3-4-year-old kid, and you're right-handed, and somebody puts a hockey stick on the ground, one of those mini hockey sticks, what you're going to do as a right-handed kid, you're going to grab the stick with your right hand, and then you're going to put your left hand at the bottom, and you're going to shoot lefty. You're a right-handed person, but you shoot left. Like, my brother is a left-handed person, but when there was a stick on the ground, he grabbed it with his left hand at the top of the stick, put his right hand at the bottom of the stick, and he was a right shot, but he's really a left-handed person.
As so, am I.
As you are, yes. As a lot of righty-lefty are when it comes to hockey. That's why most players, 63% of the players in the NHL are left-handed. A lot of that is Canadian-driven. Left shot. Left. You're right. Left-handed shot. Mostly, they're probably all right-handed person, but they're left-handed shot. That's why the NHL 62%.
Do we need to dig deeper into this at training camp? Like, is this a Beyond Blue and Gold? Like, forget which way the player shoots. We need to know how the left-hand, right-hand domination is within this roster.
I believe Alex Tuck is a left-handed person.
Yeah, well, we saw him make a save last year.
With his glove hand the other way.
Yeah, I think.
So, I think that's what he was saying, too. He goes, people don't realize I'm a left-handed person and I catch right like this. Like, that was the reason why he made that save. But, okay, so in the history of the NHL, the top three point getters were left shots. You have Wayne Gretzky was a left shot. Jaromir Jagr was a left shot. And Mark Messier was a left shot.
Did you know this or did you have to look it up?
I knew it. I knew that those were the top three. But I had to look up the next one because I had no idea. And I'm like, who's number four on the list? And which way did he shoot? And I had to look that up. So
Gordie Howe, isn't it?
Gordie Howe. And he was a right shot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but then after that, it goes right away. Ron Francis is a left shot. And then you have a run of right shot. Mario Lemieux is probably the most famous right shot in the National Hockey League the other way. But Marcel Dion was a righty. Steve Yzerman, remember the video of Yzerman shooting the long range shot in overtime against St. Louis over John Casey's shoulder. He goes in, takes a full slapper for the blue line. That's a right shot. So, but Ray Bourque, the highest point defenseman, was a left shot. So a lot more lefties at the top of the list than righties.
You made a proclamation or something to that effect earlier when you were saying the go-to place for Sabres depth chart is what?
Daily Faceoff.
Okay, now why are they paying you to say that? Like, I mean, we all have our sources here. So
I feel like that's like, maybe it's just me. Like, that's Puckpedia, my go-to place.
Puckpedia has really nice depth chart too. Like,
you know
really
what
nicely
they do, and I never use that tool on that site. I don't know why. It's there.
Beautiful. It's blue and gold and white. It's really sharp. What did you say about
with cap numbers, age, and everything? Yeah,
and the year of the deal that they are currently in. And their status when it expires, their age, their position, who knows? Even these sites, as much as we love them, can't be 100% sure.
And if you are a gearhead, a gear nerd, you can go in and find out what all the players are using when it comes to sticks, skates, gloves, helmet, pants, visor, whatever, goalie equipment, you get everything there. I never use it, but once in a while I fall on it and I'm like, man, this is so cool.
Can you go back to your preferred site?
Yes.
Okay. Let's play a game because you're looking at that and I'm looking at Puckpedia.
Okay.
Puckpedia has Benson Norris Thompson as the top line. What do you see?
Benson Kulik Thompson on Daily Faceoff. So there's already a change there.
There is already a change. Line two has Zucker, McLeod, Tuck.
Okay. So it has Zucker, Norris, and Tuck.
Line three has Quinn, Kulik, and Greenway.
Line three has Doan, McLeod, and Quinn.
Wow. And line four has Malenstein, Krebs, and Danforth.
So no Josh Doan on that depth chart.
Correct. He's an extra along with Kozak and Bryson.
No, Daily Faceoff says Greenway, Kreb, and Danforth on the fourth line. So no Malenstein on the top 12 in Daily Faceoff.
This is a fascinating unscripted exercise to just reinforce the uncertainty of the forward combinations when camp opens a month from now, basically.
When you did Minnesota Wild today and you're preparing for the team of the day.
Who don't assume I did.
Well, I have a great question for you about Minnesota Wild. Important question probably will be very surprising, but would you have gone to Puckpedia and look at their depth chart, their lines, or would you have gone to Daily Faceoff?
I would have only gone to Puckpedia just to see who was under contract. I would not have even thought about line combinations at this point in time.
Yeah, because it is August. Who cares, right? Like, there's a lot to be happening.
No, I just want to reinforce, okay, where are they at? Who's still on the team? Who still needs a contract? Which, of course, that's a talking point with Minnesota, our team of the day, which is coming up. But you have unlocked something really interesting to me. So let's continue. Website comparison with the blue line for the Buffalo Sabres. And again, if you want more Sabres content today, Matthew Fairburn at The Athletic has some pertinent questions. I think all of them, unsurprisingly, have been at times talked.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
About here on Sabres Live over the last 3-4 months. But there are obviously extra layers that Matthew adds to all of this. And I would encourage you to check that out. Puckpedia has, this is unbelievable, the depth chart on Buffalo D. Puckpedia has Dahlin Samuelson.
I'm not loving Puckpedia right now. I'll tell you this. I don't want that. And sorry, Sammy, it's nothing against you, but they do have Byram and Dahlin on Daily Faceoff as their top pair.
Power and Kesselring.
Yes, Power and Kesselring is the same, which means that Puckpedia has Byram and Timmins as their third pair.
Yes.
Where Daily Faceoff has Samuelson and Connor Timmins.
What about your goalies?
Goalies, they have UPL and Alex Lyon.
Because Levi sneaks in a lot still, I find. And in this case here, it's Luukkonen and Lyon as well. So,
see, the thing with Daily Faceoff is if we wanted to go too, we could do through first power play unit, second power play unit, penalty kill unit. At this time of the year, like I can go with projecting a lineup and what your top 12 will be, what your top six, what you're going to be. But projecting a power play and a penalty kill unit, no way I would even venture that because that's what training camp is for. Who wants to have a bigger role on special teams? Who's going to step up in preseason games and whatnot? So I'm not even going to go to that.
Do you remember my tongue-in-cheek commentary after period number one of our only preseason broadcast last year on MSG after the eruption offensively against Pittsburgh?
No, I don't remember, but I do remember said, that.
Don't look now. There's controversy on the power play as Henry Yokeharyu is number one because, yes, of course, Dahlin was hurt.
Yes.
And I guess Dahlin
got banged
being...
up like the second day of training camp last year and then missed the first little going. Yokeharyu was the
in
power
that preseason
play
game.
One.
But I mean, yes, maybe they should have stuck with him because obviously the power play ended up being a talking point the majority of the year. Dude.
It cannot be this year. That was the two biggest thing for me. Mm-hmm. And even like NHL Network Radio yesterday had the Buffalo Sabres preview on, and they kept talking about this is a team that can score. This is a team that, especially 5-on-5, now their power play can be much better. Mm-hmm. But it all came back to, can you keep the puck out of your net? And so that is, to me, again, I mean, we've said that many times over the last few years and this summer, but that's my number one storyline going into camp. And, you know, a month from now will be who's taking the lead in the crease and can they give up less chances to help mm-hmm. their goaltenders? Absolutely. They can play better defensively. But at the end of the day, you cannot be 55th in goal save above expectation and 62nd out of 75 goalies that have played over 15 games. Like, that's just not going to cut it.
Have you golfed since Monday?
No, I was actually on the ice this morning with two groups of goaltenders with David Legio. My knee felt much better on the ice than actually off the ice because you just glide, right? You're just like pushing, and it's a weird thing. Like, wow, walking is not easy.
Give credit where it's due. I mean, that's one of your unpaid endorsements coming through for you in the CVS tensor brace, right?
I did not put the big brace on today because when I go on the ice, I put like these referee knee pads. Like, it protects the leg and the knee because you go down on your knees to demonstrate you don't want to be bone on ice. Right. But I had one of those little Ace bandage, CVS bandage wrapped around.
Is that PM's podcast?
What's that?
Bone on ice?
Bone on ice. They called him Bone. That would be, dude, if Paul Hamilton ever had a podcast and he called it Bone on Ice, you would get royalties from that. I don't know if there would be enough to buy you a coffee at the end of the year, but you'd get royalties.
Far less royalties than you on the cover of the new T-Swift album. We just established that yesterday.
The life of a show boy. That's what it is.
It's amazing. We made it to 19 minutes after. Yes. Not exactly a new record, but do we want to get into Minnesota as our team of the day or wait till the bottom?
We can start on Minnesota team of the day because the first thing that jumped out to me, Duffer, is their minus 11 goal differential last year. Okay. Only two teams made the playoffs last season in a minus number in goal differentials. The Minnesota Wild and the Montreal Canadiens. And only two teams made the playoffs 2 years ago with a minus goal differential, the Islanders and the Washington Capitals. The Capitals were minus 37, crazy. Mm-hmm. But in the last 4 years, there's only five teams out of, I'm going to do the math. Out of 4 years, so out of 64 teams, only five teams have made the playoffs with a minus differential when you look at goals for, goals against. And the Wild were one of them this year. And I look at their numbers. 25th in goals. 16th in goals against. 20th on the power play. 30th on the PK. If you were to give me those numbers at the start of the season, I'm saying, no, they're not making the playoffs. But the Wild did, and it was a big push to get in by 1 point. But it was very surprising when I look at the numbers from last year.
Why did they get in then?
Well, they got in because a lot of those numbers factor in that Kaprizov missed a lot of time. So, numbers are going to drop.
So they didn't get in because of him. Why did they get in?
Goaltending was good. Gustafson was good. Fleury helped a little bit. Now Fleury's retired. So they're going to need some playing time from Jesper Wallstead. It was a good, young, up-and-coming guy, but...
Didn't have a good year last year, though.
Did not have a good year last year, right. But he's one that I always kept my eyes on as a prospect. Did not have a good year last year, but Gustafson was good.
How good? That's what I'm getting at here. That's why I keep pushing on this manner, and it's going to have a Sabre connection here shortly. But Gustafson rebounded. In the last 3 years, he's gone 931, then down to 899, and then back up to 914 save percentage last year.
He was also top 12 in goal save above expectation last year. So that, to me, you get a goalie that's top 12, even if maybe, like, you know, there's the numbers may be elevated, the shot against may be elevated. You can win 3-2 games and maybe sneak one in, like a 3-3 shootout win, right? Like that's what Gustafson was allowed to give them last year getting in.
Do you want the bad news now?
The bad news is that they think Tarasenko is going to come in and
No. It has nothing to do with this year's Minnesota
with last
roster.
Year?
Yes.
Yeah, give
the
me
bad
that
news pertains to Buffalo.
Oh, I don't know what the bad news is.
Minnesota delivered a 1-0 win to start the 13-game slide.
Coming back from a sweep of California.
And it was a first-period goal by Kaprizov on a completely avoidable play, but it's a first-period goal by Kaprizov. It should not have dictated the game.
Yes.
Gus Buss ran over Buffalo twice last year. He was perfect on that night in late November. He was near perfect in a 4-1 late season win. And so how about this? Minnesota handed Buffalo the first loss in the streak of 13 in a row. Yeah. And when Minnesota beat Buffalo the second time in a 4-1 win, that capped a 12-game stretch for the Sabres where they won just 3 times.
Yes.
Those are the 2 biggest defining periods of time that eat up a third of the NHL season, basically, that Minnesota had bookends on.
Yeah, I remember that 1-0 one. Sabres come back from the West Coast, a sweep. Like, it's so good. They lose to Minnesota 1-0. Shortly after that, they lose to Colorado after being up. Dahlin gets hurt. It just unravels. They go on that long losing streak. But the game against Minnesota, you come back from the West Coast in that trap game, right? Mm-hmm. When you're coming home after a long road trip and you win, all of a sudden you're feeling high and it's November and you can put on that streak. And it went the opposite way. And and it wasn't for a lack of chances. They outplayed Minnesota that game. They dominated them.
Uh-huh. And so that's why in the moment, after how well the team had been going, there wasn't any reason for us to sit there on the post-game show and predict an imminent demise. In fact, what happened, because of course this Minnesota game and the Vancouver game surrounded Thanksgiving, and it was the Vancouver game which became even more of a disappointment, given the fact that Buffalo rallied late, got it to overtime, lost on a Connor Garland tally, but... Yeah. For a second straight game, you know, the opposition goaltender, in this case, Lankinen, was a little better than Lukanen. And that, you know, again, you're really not thinking about it too much. The team at this point, with an overtime loss to Vancouver, had been picking up an awful lot of points. Marty, they started the season 4-7-1. By the time that Vancouver loss happened in overtime, they were 11-10-2. That's a dramatic turnaround. They were still picking up points. It was actually the next day when they got blanked by the New York Islanders, which was not a good game.
That was a snooze fest.
At all.
Yes.
And then the unimaginable turn of events against Colorado in losing the 4-0 lead.
And you're going to get like bad games, like the one against the Islanders. But you're right. Like if you win Minnesota and you lose Vancouver in overtime, and then you lose to the Islanders 4-0, didn't show up, crinkle it up, put it in the garbage, and then you beat Colorado. You're 2-1-1 in 4 games since coming back from the West Coast trip where you were perfect, and you're like, this is fine. We had a bad game against the Islanders. We lost in overtime to Vancouver, but we picked up a couple of wins. Let's go. Let's keep going. But everything went the wrong way. You lose to Minnesota. When you dominate, you lose in overtime to Vancouver. Okay, you got a point. Didn't play well against the Islanders. lost to Colorado.
The worst loss, obviously. You had a 4-0 lead and you lose your captain due to injury. So these are all
Although we could have, I don't want to say we could have predicted it, and we did Colorado as team of the day last week, but Colorado did that to a lot of teams early in the season because their goaltending was so bad that they were in 2-0 and 3-0 deficit a ton. But if you would have been up 4-0 to Minnesota, I don't think you would have lost that game. Minnesota did not have the offense. It was a 1-0 game that they took a lead, and that's the way it went.
We'll see Minnesota again in November this coming season, but the season series starts at the home of the Wild, and then Buffalo hosts Minnesota on January 17th. A lot to get to with the Wild as far as team of the day, because there's two big contracts that have not yet been signed. More on that coming up. The Sabres, of course, have the home opener to kick off the 25-26 season against the New York Rangers, and we are in the midst of a home opener 48-hour flash sale. You can be there when the puck drops on this upcoming season with tickets starting at just $25. Visit sabres.com/opener. Left-handers, right-handers, all welcome on opening night. We're back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.